This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we're doing this again.
Hey, Rupin Paul.
Hey, Krithat Srini.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How are things?
I just love creating new podcasts that people care. People are going to care
that
about.
Yeah. Thing. Rupin Paul, the man with too many podcasts.
That'll be my biography.
Welcome to the Frustrations Podcast to anybody who's listening. And this is going to be a new weekly podcast that me and Rupin are trying to do. So let's see how this goes.
Yes, sir.
Today we're going to discuss something that's very close to Rupin's heart and not close to my heart, which is gyms.
Not particularly, Rudy. You've been working out as well.
Yeah, I have, but I don't do it so passionately. That's the fun fact for everybody who's listening. Rupin Paul has a mobile case. The cover for his phone, it says, train insane or remain the same.
That is correct.
Yeah, and he's not even like that bulk. You know, like the guy who looks, if you go to a really cheap gym, you see those gym trainers, you know, like those guys who eat protein like for 6 times of the day. You don't even look like those guys.
Yeah, I know. It's very out of character.
Yeah, you're very awfully passionate about gyms, but not like, you don't look the part for some reason.
That's the weird part, man. Like if you go to the gym and if you're passionate about working out, right, you have to look that part.
Yeah.
Otherwise that kind of sucks.
But you go to like a group fitness class, right?
I do a group fitness class. That is absolutely correct.
And why do you
like
do
the
that?
Class that I think Cult, which everyone in India is familiar with.
Yes, Cult.
They only focus on group workouts, which apparently is something that you don't endorse.
No, I don't think Cult is a gym at all.
What do you think it is?
It's a recreation center where people go and like shake hands and dance and like do formations. It's like if the Surya Kirans had to go to a gym, that's what it'll be.
No, I think, see, the problem with Cult is it's for people who are
who
don't want to work out alone.
Yeah.
And who need friends, but I don't make friends at Cult.
Oh, yeah. It's just a bunch of lonely people who found each other on an app. Oh, does that sound like something that I should be talking about?
It is similar, but I don't get it, dude. I don't get like other gyms.
Uh-huh.
Because the thing is, like, I've worked out in a gym before and
like a real gym, right? You mean like the one that I go to?
In your words, fine, a real gym. But like the problem with that is like no one corrects you. If you do something wrong, you just do it incorrectly for the rest of your life.
Hey, come on. They have those trainers, the one I spoke about in the beginning, the 6 times
and
protein.
And first of all, who becomes a trainer? Who would passionately want to become a trainer of like people walking around in a gym? Is that something that you have thought of doing?
Hey, no, but like maybe fitness enthusiasts have no other, like people who go to roadies, like the same kind of.
I don't understand this roadies thing also. Like why would anyone, like I think roadies is just an easy way to get into, it's like the stepping stone of like what could be like a huge career, right?
Yeah, it's like getting on TV and then from there you can like figure things out.
But at least that's on TV. But why would anyone be a trainer? Do you know?
I don't know. Somebody's really passionate about, somebody who has a phone case that says train insane or remain the same.
First of all, I bought that because of comedy. Okay. I was like, yeah, if I train enough in comedy, I'll become insanely good.
Oh my God. Good cover up. Good.
But everyone thinks it's because of, and then it's so,
tell
it
me
so happened
things,
that I started working out.
Tell me 2 things that you love about group classes.
The first thing about group classes is someone always there to keep you in check.
Oh, okay.
And like and because you're in a group class, you can't do an exercise incorrectly for too long because there are always people who will correct you. Okay. And the second most favorite part of a group class, and this has nothing to do with fitness, it's just my ego,
uh-huh,
is that no matter how shitty you are, there'll be someone way shittier than you. Yeah, it's true.
Oh,
it's really true. And the best part is, dude, I'm telling you, you know what you should do?
Mm-hmm.
Like you should get other people to join. Like what I do is I'd get other people to join Cult. Right.
Yeah.
And then I book a workout with them And then I, because I'm more experienced than them, I do that workout better than them. And then I just pat myself at the back and then I tell that person, just put in enough time.
No, that's your fitness mantra.
Yeah.
Make everybody else around you unfit. That's how I do it.
Not unfit. Make them feel shitty about themselves.
Ah, okay.
It's horrible. Yeah. I have some issues.
Yes, yes. Very good. But I think...
But why do you think it's not a gym?
It's not so here's the thing, right? When I go to the gym, it's like me time. Like, I want to get away from people. That's why I go to the gym. Because, like, when you're working, you're with people. When you go to shows, you're with people. I live with a roommate. When I go to the gym for that 1 hour, I can put on my headphones, listen to my podcast, you know?
I hate that answer. It's so stupid. Because, like, I think, like, you already, as a comedian, first of all, people are not listening to this are not comedians. Comedians are the most self-absorbed human beings. They do everything by themselves and as in how they like.
Yeah, and I don't want to like go to a gym and socialize with more people. And they're all, just this over enthusiastic, about life. These people who go to cult. Like, what's that thing at the end of the cult class saying, "We are cult"? That doesn't even make sense as a sentence, dude.
We are cult. Yeah,
we are a cult. Like, what? What is we are cult? That, oh. Man.
No, my parents are Christian, right?
Yeah.
And they're very concerned about this because when they hear the word cult, it's not like the most positive thing. Like, what is this place you go to? And don't say we are cult and all that. They're just trying to indoctrinate you into something.
It is kind of like that. Because people who go to cult also become like that. They're like, oh dude, you should 100%. Try it. Oh my god, it's so amazing.
Yeah. I think like if you want to understand how a religion works, you must basically join cult.
Correct.
It's exactly how a religion works.
You have not said anything more wise in your life, Rupen Paul.
It's 100% true. But it's not like it's a bad religion. Like, which religion, you get to box, you get to like work out, you get to get healthy, also, your mind becomes a lot better.
Also, I think somebody like you who's like overly hooked to their phone, when you go to the cult, I'm assuming that 1 hour that I can't reach you.
That's amazing. I love that. I don't know what, like, it's unfortunately tragic. Like, I'm so hooked to my phone, but it's so beautiful that I can just leave your phone beside.
Yeah, because you
like,
have no I don't time. Understand because you're just too busy dancing and impressing the world in that place that you call, quote, gym, unquote.
No, I don't. There are two workouts that I strictly don't do.
Okay.
I don't do the dance workout and I don't do yoga.
Oh, why?
I think both of those workouts are frauds. Can I ask you a question? Like, which person in the right frame of mind would buy... go to like a Decathlon,
okay,
which by the way exists only because people want to get in shape,
right?
And have just screwed up their life. Yeah. I think everyone
or buy cheap t-shirts.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone who goes to Decathlon is going to start something. Every adult above the age of 25 goes to Decathlon because they fucked up something in life.
Okay.
And they want to start something interesting, right? So you go to Decathlon and you buy new clothes, right? Uh-huh. And for what? To dance to some tunak tunak tun. That's kind of stupid.
Oh my god. So you don't think dance fitness is fitness?
Nah, not at all. Dance fitness is
cult is a gym.
Fraud.
All right. Okay then, I guess.
Cult is a proper gym. There's box. I mean, yeah, but I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say basically it's too comforting and there are too many people and you're too social and it can't be a gym.
Yeah. See, because like, but I'll tell you, okay, I listen to podcasts at a gym for two reasons. One is that firstly, like, it's you, I'm there for 1 hour, podcasts are 1 hour long. So I get to time my workout. Okay, that's a stupid reason. That's very stupid. You can just use the clock or the stopwatch. But also, you know, as I build my body, I'm also building my mind.
How? I don't understand why do you have to work out so much. It's not like you need like, I don't know why. Like, people try to make the most of it. Like, where can I find, like, one idiot, I remember this lady came to my gym and I felt like smacking her. And it's a horrible thing to say.
Yeah.
But you know what she said? She came and the first thing that she said was, "Hey, do you guys have a Wi-Fi password?"
What?
So that what? Why do you need a Wi-Fi password? Why can't you just shut up and work out and get your exercise right?
Yeah, that is true. No, but like, I don't like... Also, because you know what happens with music when you go to select music?
Mm-hmm.
After some point, you're like, this song, I'm not feeling this song. You know, and you keep changing it and you spend more time on your phone changing music than... like anything else. Oh my god,
I know. Yeah.
And you know what worst part is? The cheaper a gym is, you know how you find out that the gym is really cheap? When they let you go to the back and then plug your own phone into the aux cable. That like, that is when you know that the gym is like rock bottom. I go to one of those gyms, by the way.
Oh wow. Does your gym have air condition?
No, it doesn't. See, that's another problem I have with cult. How are you going to break a sweat when they're trying to cool you down the whole time?
That's all the more reason why you have to go to cult, because they make sure you break a sweat, like even though there's air conditioning and there's a comfort of like a luxurious gym.
Well played.
Yeah, so if you can sweat over there, that means you're really working your ass off. But yeah, it kind of, I know what you're saying. It's kind of irritating when you go to the gym and don't sweat.
That's
the one place.
It's, imagine walking out of the gym, like you look fresh and people are like, what happened to this guy? Did he even work out or does he work here? Like,
oh shit. That's exactly why I don't do yoga as well. At least dance fitness. If I had to classify those two among the shittier workouts, right? Like, I would place dance fitness higher, because at least in dance fitness, you dance.
Yeah, I think it's good cardio, dude, dance fitness.
Yeah, except that it's just so annoyingly happy. It's just too happy, man.
That
you just can't be there.
Something. It's too happy, guys. Yeah.
It's insanely happy. And like the people are not, like you can see everyone's face while they're doing it.
Yeah.
And by the way, those are the only workouts which are never empty. Every other workout is super empty.
Mm-hmm.
But dance workouts are always filled with people. And that's how you know that is the wrong workout, because there are too many people there.
Yeah, right. That is true. Also, your gym is a little expensive, right? Like what?
That's the only problem.
Yeah.
It's pretty expensive.
Also, you know, after all the discounts also, I feel like I can never afford cult.
Only way you can do it is when you get a payment, like in comedy, like if you get a huge corporate gig,
yeah,
and you want to take like 15K and invest in something, then, and which you don't have to worry about the entire year,
right?
Then it's amazing.
Maybe that's also why I don't like cults, Rupen. What if this realization makes sense? It's because I can't afford it.
I think that's the main.
I'm like, look at those rich people. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. But now gyms are insanely expensive.
Very expensive.
There are a lot of really expensive
that
gyms.
That is true.
And what we're doing right now at, like, you know, during this time at working out at home, we achieve the same thing. But I think it's just the fact that people are just paying to get out of their homes.
That is true. But is there something about expensive gyms that sets them apart from like cleanliness?
No, it's just cleanliness. What makes an expensive gym different from other gyms? Oh, it's actually horrible, because like, see, cult is a more expensive gym, right? Then probably the gym that you go to. But there's zero equipment at cult, but there's more equipment at your gym. That's the irony of it.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
More expensive.
I pay like $1,000 a month.
Yeah, that's exactly $1,000 a month, and there won't be any equipment at your gym. There will be so much of equipment at your gym.
No, sorry, I pay $4,500 for 4 months.
$4,500. Yeah, that's little more than like $1,000 a month.
Little less than $1,000.
Yeah, but it's.
Oh, sorry, little more than.
Yeah, but it's amazing. But you'll have more equipment than in my gym.
Yeah, that is true. And I can go any time of the day, by the way.
And any time of the day.
I don't have to book a class and then be like, oh my God, the class is not available. Now what? Like,
you're clearly winning this debate over here, but I have to come back with some points.
Yeah, for some reason, because, like, I'm just putting out very good points.
No, because like the problem is, like, I think the problem with like a cult, right, is because they start every time at like the start of the hour. Like, you can't go in at like 5:15. You can't go in at 5:05. Right? So you go in at 5, and there have been many times where I've driven to a particular gym because like there are many branches, right?
Yeah, correct.
And then I go there a little bit late, and it's for the one I've traveled to is far from my house, and I make it at like 5:10 and I can't go in.
Oh wow, really?
Yeah. So then and the thing is, there's something about missing your gym session. I don't know what it is, but as soon as you miss it, all your intention to be healthy, it just vanishes magically, and you'll do the most unhealthiest thing. Like, I'll just go and eat like a shawarma or eat something insanely unhealthy.
Right. And then you'll justify it also. Like, it's a stupid gym because of that. I'm like,
yeah, they can't even like be a little more flexible. Yeah, but going back to what you were saying.
It's very nice. Can't be more flexible.
Yeah, going back to what you were saying, like what separates like an expensive gym? It's basically you're paying more money so that they're more strict on your ass, so you don't slack.
Right.
And the only thing that you get in which other gyms don't offer is a clean shower.
Ah, that I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. My gym has like a clean water faucet outside. Like that's that is.
Yeah.
It. Yeah, which is also doubles as the drinking water tap. Like, it's amazing. Like, you can build your muscles, man, and get diarrhea both at the same place.
Yeah. Are you a clean freak? A clean freak?
I am. So I take my own stuff and go to the gym. Like, I take wet wipes, I take water bottle.
Yeah, how does a clean freak manage at the gym? I'm guessing if you're working out, you can't be a clean freak.
No, like, I love the gym, dude. You know, like, you know how sometimes, have you ever been to a conventional gym? You have, right, before this.
Mm-hmm.
You know how when you use the bench for, like, if you're doing a bench press or an inclined bench press, and then the bench gets really wet from your sweat?
Yep.
Right? And if you're in an expensive place, then some guy will come and wipe it after you use it.
Yeah, wait, you don't have that as well?
No, so in the cheap gym, they tell you to bring a towel and put it on and then...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then some that's really awful, cheap man. People don't bring a towel, so their sweat patch is there. So you don't have to ask people, hey, are you still doing your set? You just see the sweat patch and you're like, oh, okay. I guess this guy's
can't do that. Oh, no, I can't do that. It's like horrible. Like, I'm also a clean... Like, it's very strange. Like, yeah. India, I mean, like, I don't know how... Like, I don't know any Indian guy who can be a clean freak without being dirty themselves.
That is true.
But, like, I really can't take a few things. Like, it's gotten to a point where... Like, dude, it's just annoying, dude. People wear the wrong clothes at the gym.
Wait, one second. You have gym clothes?
Yeah, I do. I do have gym clothes now. And it's so important for me to wear gym clothes. Like, do you not have gym clothes?
No. Whatever I'm wearing that morning is gym clothes. See, first of all, I go to the gym in the afternoon, okay? Because, like, lesser competition, I guess. There's no.
That's exactly why you don't like cult. It's because there are too many other people over there. Yeah, but it's amazing.
Yeah, but also I have afternoons free, right? So I cook my lunch and then I go to the gym and I come back and I eat my lunch peacefully.
That sounds right from the and then from what being
I
do a comedian.
Is I go to, when I go to cult, whatever I'm wearing that morning, I mean, sorry, cult, I'm saying the gym, whatever I'm wearing that day, I go to the gym in that. And then I come back and take a shower and get ready in my next day's gym clothes.
Oh, I can never do that, man.
Oh, dude.
I used to do that.
All my clothes are really comfortable cotton clothes.
You can't wear cotton clothes, man. Like, that's the problem. Like, see, the problem
come
is...
Come on, you rich people and your rich gyms.
It's not that expensive. That's the reason why Decathlon exists because of cheap people who want to be fit.
No, I actually have five gym clothes, five gym t-shirts.
But they're just regular cotton t-shirts. You didn't buy it with the intensity for it to be gym clothes.
I don't know. It's those white things that they sell in Decathlon.
Right.
Yeah, those.
Are they sweat stain, stain-free t-shirts?
No, I wash them after I use them.
I know, but you can't wear them, man. It's just, that's what is wrong. Like, see, like, I can't do this. Like, people at cult also, they come and work out. And especially the people who are new to working out, right?
All
right. And I don't know what it is with, like, people who do, people who join activities that, mm-hmm. who join activities after you have joined them.
Right.
But it's just annoying as hell. Because they have to see them make all the mistakes that you made.
Nice.
Right?
Correct. Makes sense.
And you kind of hated yourself at that time. So now you hate them as well. I think that's what it is. But like all of these people, they wear like regular clothes. And then they start sweating at such odd places. Like the thing that pisses me off the most right now is butt sweat.
Because you can't not see it. That's the problem.
It's the worst sweat patch you can ever see. And if you're in a group class or even if you're not in a group class, mm-hmm. you see someone working out with butt sweat and you don't want to come to the gym the next day.
Oh, shit. That is so true. And you can never unsee it. Next time you see that person, you're like, oh, it's that guy, you know, Mr. Butt Sweat.
That's the weirdest thing about butt sweat. As soon as you see a person, like regardless of, even if he's getting out of a swanky car, you'll be like, hey, bum sweat. I wonder how his seats might be.
Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. Any last thoughts, Ropan Paul?
I don't know. Like, I think like...
What do you like about like cult?
The fact that I don't use my phone is a great selling point.
Right.
And like for I don't know what, like I've become
like
a phone addict, like an
idiot.
Like
cult doesn't have mirrors.
That also doesn't have mirrors, which is so amazing.
No,
and,
it's not
but, like, the
amazing.
Thing is, like,
you can
see,
never
the reason...
see your progress. You can just see your insecurities on other people's faces like that.
Yeah, that and also like when you're working out in the gym... I used to hate my old gym because they had mirrors everywhere.
Yeah, that's
right?
How a gym is supposed to be, too.
Oh,
it's a reflection
like
of what you are.
It's a reflection of what you're not.
Oh, okay, sure.
And for me, it's like a reflection because I think even you're similar to this, mm-hmm. is that we don't put on weight too easily.
Oh, not at all. I don't.
What is the heaviest you weighed?
I think I don't know, man. Like about 2 kilos more than I am right now. So somewhere around 75 to 76.
You're 76?
I don't know. I don't remember last checking my weight. My body mass index suits me perfectly.
Yeah, then
you know where I learned that from? My 1 day free trial at cult.
Yeah, I think that's a good part of doing cult as well. They do all your measurements. But yeah, I think like they I would personally think that like one of the good parts of cult is like the no mirror policy really helps because you're not distracted.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like you're not reminded of insecurities because those trainers come in your face and they kind of imitate like an exercise that you're doing incorrectly in front of the entire class. And they'll be like, they'll basically do a retarded version of what you're trying to be like, not like this, sir. It's like this.
So it's like school playground bullying again.
it's completely, it's, yeah, I think their entire instead of like mirrors, they have bullying. They've just brought back bullying. It's miraculous how they've done it. Nice. Yeah. But like but on the other hand, on the other hand, like here's the thing, like some trainers are badass. They go after your ass and make sure you get in shape and they make sure you don't make any excuses. Right. But like the yoga class has been so painfully,
you really don't.
I mean,
yoga.
It was just painful to watch because that trainer was just applauding everyone. It's like, if you don't get this right, it's perfectly normal. Just take a deep breath and just sit still.
Oh my God.
So then why am I coming to the gym already? Like as a comedian, I already feel useless of not having a regular job. Now you're coming over here and asking me to relax also. But dude, I am a master of relaxing.
Yeah, I do that at home. I don't need to pay somebody.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, I don't think, I really don't think you need to come to the gym. Dude, again, man. Like why would anyone, like see, dancing is like we're bad enough. Okay, or at least you do cardio.
Right.
But when you have to go to yoga, why would you like get ready and then carry a yoga mat, climb two floors of stairs,
right,
and then get your ass inside, mark attendance,
and then
just sit down.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work to not do a lot of work.
It's horrible. Yeah. So you work out in the afternoon, right?
Yeah, I work out in the afternoon.
So who are the other people who work out with you?
There is one other housewife. Then there is one call center employee. And the gym trainer. That is it.
Yeah.
So me and the trainer bond like next level. Except teaching me workouts, he does everything else. It's damn cool. Like we discuss what movies I watch, how is comedy. He's like, oh, then do you know this comedian? Like we do that. And
he knows that you do comedy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I told him on the day, first day itself. He's like, what is your aim? Why do you want to do this? I was like, I want to look better on stage. So he's like, oh, dancing. I'm like, no. It's not dancing. But the housewife is really sweet. Me and her share the same weights. Like we both need the 1 kg dumbbell. So that becomes a problem sometimes.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I think like, you know, what time you work out with, right, really shows like, you know, the other people who are in the same level of life as you.
Yes.
Yeah, so because I work out not really in the afternoon, but I work out a little before like the main evening batch. So the main evening batch is at 6 o'clock. I try and work out at 4 or 5, and it's like you mentioned, it's mostly like housewives, right?
Yes.
Who come in. But dude, like I do the boxing class and I don't know, those housewives have so much of anger, man, because they'll be like hitting that bag.
Just all and the
like, oh crap, that you can easily find out, like, you know,
their bag
who
is
has like a slightly
husband.
Difficult day
bag
in their marriage.
Bag is my child who didn't listen to me.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know, like you said, you're mentioning about expensive gyms, right?
Yes.
So I think the good thing about, if I'm not wrong, with your gym is because it's not like too expensive. I think most of the people who work out, even in the evening batches or whatever, will be people more or less your age because they're all looking for a cheap way to get fit.
Yeah, that is true. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing because at least they're your age.
Yeah.
So I don't mind working in a cheap place.
Why
if there
is
are
your gym
people
flooded with what?
Yeah, it's flooded with like severely old uncles, dude. And it's entertaining. Like I work out with another.
They come up to you and they're like, come on, I'm 100 years older to you. What are you doing? Pick up one more heavy dumbbell.
The thing is, it's kind of like an uncle working out at a cult is similar to an uncle working out, an uncle using a really new iPhone in front of people who've always been using touch phones.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, what is this cool technology? So like this one uncle who just joined cult, right? And I work out with another comedian called Ashwin.
Right.
And like he came to me and we are doing a boxing class and there are different sizes of gloves, right?
Correct.
He said like, how do I know which is the correct size? Like, is it like the same as my shoe size? It's like, dude, what an idiot, man. He doesn't even know if his hands and his feet
uncles.
Are the same.
They're the best. Uncles are great people to sit after a show and have a conversation with.
Oh, completely, just, man.
Also, every conversation I've had with an uncle after a show, I never tell them the truth. Like, they're like, so, apart from this, what else do you do? I'm like, so I have my own company. Yeah. Just make them want to give you their daughters. Like, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Right.
Good fun, Rupen Paul. This was episode number one.
Episode number one on gyms.
What do you think? Are we entertaining enough?
Yeah, I think we did. Okay.
I think... We both talking into mics is always going to be fun.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for listening to this episode of Frustrations. We'll be back again in another week. All right, Ruben.
Thank you.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.